My name is Elmore, and I wasn't born and raised in Syracuse. I was born and raised in Mississippi, but I live on Talman Street now, which is not too far from the sewage treatment plant on the corner of Talman and South Ave, right next to B&B. So what we were trying to do, we were trying to learn when the building would come down, right, Aggie?
That's right.
When the building would come down so that we can go and protest and more or less sit on the fence, I think. And so it was my job to jog over early in the morning, early. I would do it about like sometime between 5:30 and 6, a little after 6, and just kind of jog around so it would make it look like I knew what I was doing and that I did it all the time, all the time. And when the guys would come in, the construction workers, when the construction workers would come in, I would just ask them questions like, oh, what are you all doing, and what is going up, and why are they doing this? And they would just talk to me and feed me information. And, you know, they were so nice. They would feed me all the information because I would just play completely dumb, which is not that hard to do for me. It's not that hard because I look real naive, so it worked. I look real naive. It worked. So they gave me all the information and the dates it was coming down and everything. And I said, you know, that's too bad. The people have to move. And they said, oh, yeah, they'll have to move. And I said, well, that's just too bad. I said, you know, I'm glad I don't live close around here. I just come around here and jog every day. And they really believed me. So that morning, who did I call? I called you when they said it's coming down today.
I don't know who you called, but there was a whole bunch of folks.
Right.
And Gary was one of them who were going to sit underneath the bulldozers.
Right. I think that's what...
Mm-hmm. And we needed to know because that you were telling us when they came to work, mm-hmm. and Gary and five others, I think, decided to make sure they were underneath the bulldozer
right
before they got there.
Mm-hmm.
So you were telling us all the timing, and when they got there, there were all these six people with big signs underneath their underneath the heavy equipment to bring the building down. So we just didn't know when it was coming down. So mm-hmm. you going over there, you know, we surprised them, boy.
We did. I can't. Oh, that's right. We got there before they did that particular morning.
Yeah.
We got there early because we knew exactly when they were coming. So we were there waiting for them. I believe we gathered at 6, or it might have been before 6, 5. Yeah, we did. And, Gary probably got a good story for this. And he's so good at it. Did some of us get arrested that
yeah,
day?
Gary did.
Yeah, he got arrested and made the newspaper. Gary. Oh, we were passionate about this, very passionate.
We still are.
And I guess, I've been working with Aggie on this since what, Aggie, 1998?
Negotiations, 1998 it started.
Right.
You were one of the people that, one of the seven people from the neighborhood that, mm-hmm. you know, signed up to go to the negotiations about it.
With the DEC, right.
The DEC and the county mm-hmm. and all. Yeah. So
the
you've
only
been doing
thing,
a long time.
Right. The only thing I'm not an engineer like Aggie, but the only thing I can say from my heart, I felt so disempowered and bad as how they were treating us. Just to put it plain, I felt bad at how they were treating the people in the neighborhood. We didn't have a say as to that plant. They didn't care what we thought. This technology is old. When they put the first nail in, it's old technology.